What about another insect that will sting? It makes a great big paper nest in trees. These things will really get after you. They come after you in swarms.
Yellow jackets?
Yeah, okay. What about hornets?
Yeah.
Have those around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you say that one?
Hornets.
All right. Oh, what about an insect that you see around ponds or lakes? It's kind of long and thin, and it likes to light on your fishing pole, and you have to kind of shake it to get him off.
Uh-oh, what you call them?
Have you seen them?
Uh-huh.
Got these transparent wings?
Mm-hmm.
Dragonfly,
yeah.
Snake doctor?
Dragonfly.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of snake doctor?
Yeah.
Is that what they call them around here?
Mm-mm. Dragonfly.
Where did you hear snake doctor? Do you remember?
Mm-mm. I just...
Heard it around.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Could you say that?
Snake doctor.
Okay. These little insects that are bad about burrowing up under your skin and making your skin itch. Any idea what they're called? You ever heard of chiggers or red bugs?
Chiggers.
Yeah, okay. What about different kinds of snakes around here? Poisonous or otherwise?
I don't know. Names.
Rattlesnakes?
Yeah, there's some that are at the lakes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call them, though.
But you do have the rattlesnakes right here?
I ain't heard much of them.
Have you ever had moccasins around here?
Yeah, water moccasins.
Okay. And what about these, these insects that you see out in your front yard hopping around, some green, some black? Got those long hind legs.
Grasshopper?
Sure, okay. And we were talking about bait. Some people use these little fish for bait.
Crawfish.
Or another kind of little tiny fish you might use for bait. Begins with an M. Minnow?
Yeah.
Say that for me?
Minnow.
Sometimes, when you're cleaning out in the house, you might get this stuff gathering in the corners of your ceiling. Not insects or anything, but, this stuff you might get a broom and have to
cobweb?
Yeah. Right. Okay. What would you call the parts of the tree that grow underground? Those are the...
Roots.
All right. And what are some of the different kinds of trees that you got growing around here?
Pecan trees, mm-hmm. Apple trees, maples, willows.
What about that right out there?
Pines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any kind of, what about the state tree in Mississippi?
Magnolia.
Yeah. Got those growing around?
Yeah.
All right. Any sycamores?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Could you say that?
Sycamore.
All right. And what about, have you ever heard of any plant called the laurel, mountain laurel? What about rhododendron?
Mm-mm.
Hadn't heard that. Okay. Do you know what you would call this type of tree that you would, some people tap for syrup?
Maple?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had a lot of those growing together, you'd say you had a... grove or something?
Yeah.
Could you use that word? Okay. Did you say that one?
Grove.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of bush called a sumac or shumac? Okay. What about this stuff that if you get into it, it can make your skin break out and itch?
Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Poison oak.
Is there a difference there?
I don't know.
They both make you itch. Okay. What about some different kinds of berries that grow around here?
Red berries. I guess we have blueberries,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
What about these?
Strawberries.
Sure, okay. All right.